Let's all say a silent prayer. Amen. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we commence our family altar for this evening. Let's all arise to sing hymn 89. Sing hymn 89. We shall sing the first till the fourth stanza. What a wonderful Savior, in Jesus my Lord I have found. Though I had sins without number, His grace unto me did abound. His grace aboundeth more, His grace aboundeth more. Though sin aboundeth in my heart, His grace aboundeth more. When a poor sinner he found me, no goodness to offer had I. Often his law I had broken, and merited not but to die. His grace aboundeth more, His grace aboundeth more. Though sin aboundeth in my heart, His grace aboundeth more. Nothing of merit possessing, all helpless before Him I lay. But in the precious blood flowing, He washed all my sin stains away. His grace aboundeth more, His grace aboundeth more. No sin aboundeth in my heart, His grace aboundeth more. In Him my gracious Redeemer, my Prophet, my Priest, and my King. Mercy I find and forgiveness, my all to His keeping I bring. His grace aboundeth more, His grace aboundeth more. Though sin abounded in my heart, His grace aboundeth more. We give thanks to our Lord. So for this evening, we shall study together and read together Psalms 23. Let's turn to Psalms 23. Psalms 23. Psalms 23, here is a very famous psalm that we believe all of us have heard, have read about it. But once again, this evening for a family altar, let us once again ponder about this Psalms 23. Let's read together from verses 1 to 6. In the name of Jesus, I read verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Verse 2. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. Verse 3. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Verse 4. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for You are with me. Your rod and Your staff, they comfort me. Verse 5. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Verse 6. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So Psalms 23, as written in the superscript here, is a psalm of David. So Psalm 23, verse 1, this is actually an experience of David when he wrote this psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. So he was inspired by God at that time as he wrote this psalm to convey the message of God and his own experience with God. Where our relationship with God is a living relationship. It's likened to a shepherd and a sheep. And this relationship is not standstill, but it is a correlation and interaction between the shepherd and the sheep. And here the Lord says, He gives us a promise, a guarantee, that is, I shall not want. I shall not be in wanting, in lacking. There will be sufficient
in our life. So yes, today in our lives, we are indebted to many things. We are filled with a lot of bills to be paid up. But our hearts would not be feeling empty, be in void, in meaningless and aimlessly, because today we have the Lord with us. Just as what Paul says, we live by faith and not by sight. And then verse 5. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Or some version says, my cup runs over. Meaning to say, blessing will overflow. So it is our experience that today the blessing of God is often than not more than what we have expected. So we would be just like this cup of providence, that this cup of blessing, whether is it in our individual life, our family life, our own life, will bring about greater blessings. And when all of us are blessed individually in our family, even in our own life, and in turn, our church would be greatly blessed. And this blessing is not to be measured using or to be relied upon fleshly wisdom. So today we must not rely upon our own human wisdom, human knowledge, but rather to rely on God. But in order to experience what is recorded in verses 1 and 5, we have to go through the steps as recorded in from verses 2 to 4. And see verse 2. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. So here it tells us you are able to lie down, to enjoy calm and rest, especially after a hard day labor of work. That we are able to come. The Lord will lead us beside still waters to be able to enjoy a quiet time, a cool water. And we must also learn to quiet down ourselves, to calm down ourselves, to free of all this entanglement. So in quietness, meaning in the past, in the green pastures, we are able to meditate upon the word of the Lord God. So the word of God is a spirit, spirit is life. So we are able to gather together for this delicious meal of God, where through this word of God, we are able to have faith, love, and hope. This is actually in accordance to our need. So dear brothers and sisters, now even though now we are restricted in our movements, but yet this is a time for us to quiet down ourselves in the house, in the family, now from amidst our hustle and bustle of life, now to quiet down ourselves, to listen to the word of God, to read the word of God. That's why every night as we gather for this family altar, this is also a time for us to quiet down ourselves, to once again fill our hearts with the word of God, so that this word of God will fill in us richly, so that this word of God will continue to sustain our spiritual life. Then the next one is the still waters. The Lord not only will make us lie down in green pastures, He will also lead us beside still waters, where these waters refer to the Holy Spirit, where water is life. We know that a man, if he does not eat for 3 days, he can survive. But without water for 3 days, he will not be able to survive. So living water. So the life of God will follow in us through this Holy Spirit. That's why we have been encouraging our brothers and sisters that during this time, we have to spend more time to pray. Not only to pray in the Holy Spirit, to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And for those who have yet to receive the Holy Spirit, take this opportunity to pray hard, to confess our sins before God, to repent before Him, and to pray hard for the Holy Spirit. Then verse 3. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for His name's sake. So God will lead us in the path of righteousness. Where the Lord God, He is in heaven, He is in the light. So today, in order to enter the kingdom of God, just as what Jesus says, we must strive to enter through the narrow gate, to go through this narrow path, to be able to pass a life of holiness, a life of righteousness. Only then we'll be able to continue in our journey to the kingdom of God. Of course, we must also be willing to move on in our journey of faith. Just as the author of Hebrews tells us, we must now learn to take solid food and just not only to drink milk. We must also learn to give, for to give is more blessed than to receive. And furthermore, through it also, it tells us that we must also draw near to God. Just like when David, when he met with Saul, he did not want to kill Saul. He knows because Saul was the anointed one of God. Lest if he had killed Saul, he became unrighteous. Therefore, at that time, David walked in the path of righteousness. Similarly, at that time, when Prophet Nathan came to rebuke David of his sin, he did not deny, he did not even defend himself, but rather he chose to repent. Therefore, today, the Word of God is very important for us. That's why when we listen to the Word of God, it's a time for us to ponder and also to recollect what we have done. If we have done wrong, this is the time for us to turn back, to be able, we pray that the Lord God will lead us in the path of righteousness for His name's sake. That's why sometimes as we hear the Word of God, sometimes this Word of God, just a statement, a word, it is already effective to be able to turn around a sinner before Him, to turn a wrongdoing into the correct thing to be done. And we know that all these blessings come from God. That's why we can see in verse 4, Psalms 23, verse 4, "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." So this was actually the personal experience of David in his life. Actually, he had encountered at least twice in his life near-death experience, where when he was young, he was able to defeat the lion. And then later, he also met the enemy of the Philistines. That was the Philistines, Goliath. But he was able to defeat all this because he trusted in God. He even had a near-death experience when Saul wanted to kill him. But all this reliance upon God made him even more stronger. That is why today, even though we are facing so much trials and difficulties, but it's actually God who wanted to purify us so that when we are able to experience Him even more, so that our relationship with the Lord God will become better. Even though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil, for the Lord is with us. Emmanuel is with us. So the rod and the staff of God will continue to comfort all of us, will be able to give us strength. Therefore, Psalm 23 is a very beautiful psalm that describes to us our life, our relationship with our Lord God, that He is our shepherd. So in our life, we are not in lacking. We are able to lie down in green pastures. We are able to listen to the Word of God. We are able to experience the infilling of the Holy Spirit in our life. And our lives, our soul is restored. We are able to walk in the path of righteousness, able finally to enter the kingdom of God. And even though in this life we may face the difficulties as though it is the valley of the shadow of death, it's so difficult to pass through, but we fear no evil, for the Lord is with us. And the Lord is not only with us, He brings along His power, His authority through His rod, through His staff. They will be able to comfort us. Just like when the people of Israel, when they walked in the wilderness, they had the pillar of cloud, the pillar of fire to lead, to protect them. And the rod of God provided for them whenever they needed, provided water, provided food for them. So they were able, so this is the comfort that the Lord God had brought upon them. And even though in verse 5, even though the enemies is before us, but the Lord has opened us a way for us. So, and finally, the Lord will also anoint our head so that we will be able to enjoy these blessings that overflows in our life. And finally, in verse 6, it tells us, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of our life." So indeed, this is what we look for, that all the days of our life, we have the goodness, we have the mercy of God, that in this life, we are not only looking for the blessings of this life, we are also looking for the blessings of the life to come. And finally, David made a resolution that he wants to dwell in the house of the Lord God forever. So this was the determination of David. So indeed, as we read this Psalms 23, in our hearts, we are deeply comforted that the Lord is always with us and He has provided for us in this life, in that there is no shortage at all in our lives. And in the midst of all difficulties, the Lord is still there for us. He will continue to be with us, whether in pain or difficulty, in sickness, in sorrow. He will be with us. So Psalms 23 indeed is such a wonderful psalm for us, and it is a wonderful experience of David. And David, through the revelation of God, he has inspired all of us that as we read this Psalm 23, and in the midst of our trials that we are facing now, in the midst of these limitations that we are experiencing, in the midst of this pestilence or pandemic we are facing, the Lord is still with us, that He will still continue to guide and lead us through this. So in our prayer, we pray that our Lord will continue to preserve all of us. We thank God for until now the Lord has been preserving us. We also pray for our families that our Lord will continue to bless and guide us. We also pray for the church. We also pray for the country. So at the midst of we are facing all these trials, we still have the protection, the preservation of our Lord God. So in our prayer, let us also pray for one another. Let us also pray for the brothers and sisters, friends and relatives, those who are not feeling well, whether physically or spiritually. In our prayer, we also pray for the frontliners who have been laboriously working day and night for this matter, for this situation. We pray that the grace of God will continue to protect and preserve us. So we shall reserve some time for our prayer. Let us now, in the name of Jesus, kneel down to pray. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Hallelujah. Let us recite the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, for deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. This family altar for this evening shall end here. God bless.